As the world of contemporary dance opens up to include and understand classic styles from around the world, dancers and choreographers are inspired by additional languages of movement. New dances are born, and Hawaii is fertile ground for the interlacing of dance styles. Several will be on display at UH Manoa at Kennedy Theater's dance concert for the 2013-14 season. Performance director Betsy Fisher is weaving an eclectic mix into an evening called Look Back, Move Forward, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Betsy.
Aloha.
I like the, in your description of the concert, you use the word interlacing of styles as opposed to merging or fusion of styles. Can you sort of tell me what you mean by that?
Yeah, well, two of the pieces that will be featured on the concert do this to some extent. And one of them is a conversation, kind of a kinetic conversation between hula and Bharatanatyam, which is an Indian, one of the Indian classical dance forms. And so by interlacing, I mean that it's both of the forms keep their integrity. Absolutely. And it's not that you just paste one on top of the other, but rather there are hula dancers and Bharatanatyam dancers dancing together within their own forms.
Without altering either form.
That's right. But you're seeing them at the same time. So in a sense, for the viewer, there's an altering going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that invites the whole process to move forward and a different understanding than it would be if you just looked at them separately as kind of ethnic museum pieces, yeah?
Well, yeah. Things do move forward. And, you know, that's part of our title, Look Back, Move Forward. It's that this concert is the 50th anniversary of Kennedy Theater. Our whole year is celebrating that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how in the dance program we decided to be part of that celebration, is to look at where we've come from and where we'd like to go. And this kind of conversation that we're talking about between forms of dance from various parts of the world is a kind of an interesting place for us to go into the future.
With both of the forms that you described, hula and Indian dance, these are forms where keeping to the purity of the original intention is enormously important.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we have Kumu Hula Vicky Holt Takamine. She's mm-hmm. the one who put together the hula part.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's very important to keep that those traditions clear and with their full integrity. And the Bharatanatyam part was put together by Dr. Anita Vallabh, who is from Chennai, India, and has been to the university teaching and staged this work with Vicky, which actually had its first inception at Shangri-La last spring, where Vicky and Anita performed together.
What you're describing sounds like something that really could only happen in Hawaii.
I think so, well, particularly with hula.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But just with Hawaii as a place where different creative styles in all genres intersect and travel, kind of, we're a way station for all kinds of arts from Asia, from the West.
Right. Yeah, and with hula, of course, that's where we
and
are.
It's home,
that's the
yeah.
depth is here. Definitely. One of the other pieces on the concert also takes an interesting look at a traditional form, and that's a piece that was created by Yuki Shiroma, who many people know for her avant-garde work in new pressing boundaries work with mask.
Mm-hmm.
In this, but she's also a sensei of Okinawan dance and a teacher of Okinawan dance at the university, and she's put together this piece where it's definitely pulls from classical Okinawan dance vocabulary, but the music is Tuvan throat singers and electric guitars. So it's coming from this place of integrity and depth of knowledge, of mm-hmm. physical knowledge and scholarly knowledge, that to bring that understanding to a more contemporary vision.
You know, the traditional forms where we speak of the integrity of the form and the importance of maintaining that, and that happens, of course, across the board in music, all kinds of things, but it's sometimes useful to remember that at one point, those were not traditional forms. They were radical new notions from somebody. They were once new and frequently sort of challenging ideas.
Well, each form has its own history and a distinctive history, and I think that's part of what we can honor here very well. is the understanding of the depth of the history, the uniqueness of each history, and not to just make this kind of blend.
Yeah.
You know, they don't
put everything in the Waring blender and have this mush come out.
Have a mush come out. And maybe that mush would be interesting, but that's not what we're doing. We're not doing mush. Another piece on the concert that pulls from an older tradition, but not as old, certainly, as Bharatanatyam and Hula,
right.
is a piece, it's a jazz piece. And it pulls from the tradition of Jack Cole, who was basically the father of
Bob Fosse.
Well, not the literal father, but the artistic father of Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon and Gower right. Champion in this line.
Yeah.
But Jack Cole really was the founder of theatrical jazz dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so a piece choreographed by Andrew Sakaguchi, who's a much-loved choreographer and actor, performer in this community, put together this piece that's a tribute to Jack Cole and a wonderful experience for the audience and for our dancers to brush up against the history of jazz dancing, which is so often forgot.
And I bet you the dancers find out, oh, that's where this move came from.
Yeah, exactly.
That's such a common vocabulary, and most people don't know who Jack Cole was.
That's right, and it's really kind of shocking that they don't. And the piece is, it's really quite classy, but it's very entertaining at the same time. Yeah.
This sounds like great fun, Betsy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on this show. Something for everyone, that's for sure.
Did you have a good time putting it together?
I had a blast. And the thing that binds all of these things together is each of the choreographers is deeply connected to our dance program at UH Manoa. So that's part of the celebration of Kennedy Theater.
It'll be a great celebration. Thank you so much, Betsy.
You're welcome.
Betsy Fisher is the concert director of Look Back, Move Forward, Kennedy Theater's dance concert for the 50th anniversary 2013-2014 season, and performances will be the next 2 weekends at the UH Manoa campus.